This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A vice grip on the world economy.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. It's time to get serious. The world body, which acts as a forum for central banks, is calling for higher interest rates around the world. The Bank for International Settlements, or BIS, wants central banks like the Fed to really get tough on inflation. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard has more.
The BIS, dubbed the Central Bankers Bank, paints a worrying picture in its latest report. It says that central banks may have kept interest rates too low for too long on the back of the falling price of imports from Asia. But now, says the bank, those import prices are no longer falling. Inflationary pressures are stirring. Neil McKinnon of the ECU Fund Management Group.
They think that interest rates should be going up quite generally. It should be going up at a fast rate to ensure that inflation pressures, which have been absent from the world economy for quite a while, don't rear their ugly head again.
The BIS, however, warns that by holding interest rates so low for so long, the central banks may have allowed asset prices to surge and debt levels to rise. This could end with either a bang or a whimper, a financial crash or a long period of low growth. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Yesterday, we told you about a series of massive mergers which took place over the weekend. Today, the Wall Street Journal gives us some numbers to consider. In the 100 hours starting last Friday, about $110 billion worth of deals were done in the mergers and acquisition category. From natural gas to mouthwash, companies were coming together. And 2006 is on pace to be the most active merger year in history, with as much as $3.5 trillion in play. Here's another corporate deal that was certainly in the works over the weekend. Univision finally has scored a buyer. The nation's dominant Spanish-speaking TV network has been on the block since February. This morning, we have an agreement. A group of private equity companies is reportedly paying $12.3 billion. Marketplace's Scott Tong has more.
A group of private equity firms is buying Univision for a reported $12.3 billion. The acquirers include Madison Dearborn Partners and media mogul Haim Saban, the man behind the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They're getting a network that's outscored even ABC and ESPN as far as an American World Cup audience. Going forward, Jonathan Jacoby of Bank of America Securities says Univision's audience will continue to explode.
Univision is very well positioned to benefit from the changing demographic trends in the U.S., and that is a Hispanic population that continues to grow and outpace the general market population growth. And it's a segment of demographic that's becoming wealthier.
Univision's main draw is Latin soap operas, and it turns out this segment could end with a twist. Rival bidders, including Mexican broadcaster Televisa, may still try to up the price tag. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
TV data suggests almost 40% of World Cup viewers this year are female, and those numbers expected to set a record by the end of the World Cup. Some ads have even targeted women as sufferers of the World Cup rather than fans. Hard to be a fan of the market right now. The Dow, everything is down. The Dow is down 73 points at 10,971. The NASDAQ is down 15 points to 2118. And the S&P 500 down 4 points to 1245. This is Marketplace. Bill Gates already owns your computer desktop. Now he's after your phone. Marketplace's Lisa Napoli has details.
Cisco and Nortel, look out. The House of Gates has announced it wants to own the business telephone market. Ina Fried of News.com knows why.
So for them to grow their business, which Wall Street really wants them to do, They basically do need to find new lands to conquer, and this is one of the big ones that they're going after.
Fried says the race to own the so-called unified communications market is going to be a competitive one. Lots of companies want to bring together voicemail, email, and other digital communications. But the almighty Microsoft's already pledged $10 billion to the concept and has that infamous knack for bigfooting the little guys. Remember Netscape? In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians and patients to manage cardiac disease with therapies that diagnose, monitor, and treat heart disorders. More at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Second Chance is a 3-year-old nonprofit that rescues parts of old buildings and resells them. It's a business model that's catching the attention of recycling advocates and property owners across the country. Trent Woolby visited an organization warehouse to find out more.
Classical music breezes through a high-ceilinged showroom, and perfectly placed spotlights shimmer on beautiful old things.
To the left are these beautiful Philadelphia windows from the Philadelphia Civic Center with a seal, state seal of Pennsylvania. To the right, a huge oak cabinet, probably from a pharmacy or some other commercial context. Unbelievably gorgeous.
Daniel Sullivan may sound like a salesman at a high-end antique shop, but he actually runs one of Second Chance's 4 warehouses on the rundown south side of Baltimore. All of the artifacts here have been donated. Some are simply dropped off at the warehouse. But much of it comes from places like this home in Severna Park, Maryland, through a process called deconstruction. Darrell Majette is a deconstruction supervisor. Today's with the crew tearing down drywall.
Basketball courts. Sometimes we get carpet if it's in good shape, stairs, we get doors. I mean, we get anything that's of value that we can resell to the public.
Most people think of architectural salvage in a decorative sense.
Mark Foster is the founder and executive director of Second Chance.
We go to the point of taking up floors and taking out dimensional lumber.
Second Chance charges about $25,000 to deconstruct a home. That's about 25% more than someone would pay for a straight demolition. But it's hard for property owners to resist when they can see about $200,000 in tax write-offs from salvaged materials. Baltimore likes Second Chance, and not just because it's recycling bits of the city's history. About half its staff comes from the municipal job pool, and it guarantees employment after applicants have completed deconstruction training. Property owners technically donate the buildings to be torn down, but there are other incentives.
Second Chance and its staff can go into that building and remove all of the tax-deductible items from that building, generating significant tax deductions for you as a building owner. I think more people are coming to realize that, yes, they can offset the cost of deconstruction and do a good thing at the same time.
And they get a healthy shot of good PR in the process, helping to create jobs for Baltimore. Darrell Majette used to work at a London fog coat factory. After it closed down and moved offshore, he was out of work. Now he's happy to have a well-paying job that he actually enjoys.
And it makes you feel good when you go in and take a mantle down and bring it back in one piece, and then you can see that, you know, it's something that's still living, you know. And I'm looking forward to being with the company until I retire.
Second Chance expects to have programs up and running in Philadelphia and Washington by 2007. In Baltimore, I'm Trent Woolby for Marketplace.
We're podcasting. Find out more by going to our website, marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
It's a vacant lot that developers want.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.